All right, go ahead and report. Thank you.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just want to lift up this impeachment situation in our country. I pray the cooler head will prevail and things will work out for the good of our country. And I thank the Lord that our commissioners come together and seem to be in harmony and that things work out good for our county. Continue to bless them. We just commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
We're going to go ahead and get started. Thanks everybody for coming out. Hopefully everybody had a great holiday weekend. Open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as always, I said, if something's not on the agenda, you cannot respond back to you. Anyone from the audience?
Judge, Commissioners, the court had asked that I get a cost on the JP3 building, which is not related to Harvey or Imelda, so that's why I'm doing it in this item. And as I stated earlier, it does have, they did find asbestos in the mastic on the flooring, and so under that recommendation, they were looking for, we need to hire a contractor to do that, and the cost is going to be rough estimate about $4,000 to $5,000, and that includes the consulting part of it, the demolition of it, and the disposal of those.
What is that number again?
$4,000 to $5,000, he said roughly, for budget for that, which is what we were paid by FEMA for. It was a $5,000 budget. Thank you. Yes, I just got that information back this afternoon, so we'll put that on the agenda. My recommendation would be to stick with the same consulting firm that we're using now and then let them do the work as far as who to hire and make sure it gets done correctly. Thank you.
Condolences to the Jenkins family. Justice of the Peace Precinct 2, Chad Jenkins' mom died. And she was a wonderful lady and a big part of the Mauriceville community. And we knew that just like to express our sympathy.
Thank you. Anyone else? Good. So we will. We have a special presentation today. Ms. Virginia, would you like to come up for a second?
She looked reluctant.
Yeah. So you come up to here, please, if you don't mind. So we have something we'd like to give you, and so I'm going to read it for you. And this is presented to Regina Cameron. With honor and deep appreciation for 20 years and 5 months of dedication and loyal service to Orange County Records Management, retirement date January 31st, 2020, Orange County, Texas. We just wanted to thank you for all your years of service and everything that you've given this county, and we appreciate it. We apologize for the surprise, but we knew it was the only way to get you here. And so we had to tell you, but we wanted to let you know in front of this court and everybody, we appreciate everything that you've done for us. It means the world to us, but we want you to go off and enjoy your retirement as you well should, because you deserve it, and you've earned it. So thank you very much, and we want to get... And you got to take photo. Got to take photo.
It doesn't count without a photo.
Ready?
One coming up. 3, 2, 1.
Again, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.
Don't hold it against us. It'll be surprising.
Thank you, Regina.
She's so sweet.
We have nothing else on that. Then we'll discussion and possible action regarding items related to natural disaster at Imelda. Have any updates or anything on that? I hope Mr. Joel has raised his hand. Has a conversation he'd like to have?
No.
As far as Imelda goes, on the debris report, currently we have 10,974 cubic yards that have been hauled out, which is going to be a little bit less than half. So they're going to knock this out fairly quickly. They're averaging about almost 3,000 cubic yards a day, so they're moving the stuff out faster than it went in. Also, we have the court requested an estimate for the restoration of the cap if we get ash grit while they're out there to knock that out. And they based it basically not knowing really what they're going to get into by the time they're finished, besides the fact that they had that other company in there prior to them. They based it on the last hurricane, which was Harvey. Harvey, and what they did up there, and it was around 12,000 to 14,000 roughly. And that's to haul the dirt in, reseed it, put grass back on top, and bring it back to TCEQ standards. That's it on the Milder. Thank you.
I guess I do. I guess that's where it belongs. We had some conversations about restarting the community collection center and citizen collection center, and we're going to try to restart that on March the 3rd, so it'll be free until March the 3rd. And then on March the 3rd, we'll go back to the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday operation. And I think we changed things. We will no longer require the card. You'll be able to pay cash. They'll take cash at the site. We won't require the sticker any longer because your state license tag sticker has your county of origin on it. If you have a vehicle for some reason that doesn't have a sticker from Orange County, but you are Orange County resident and you have a driver's license that will prove that, you can use that as well. Instead of having a non-determined price, you'll actually see a price chart up on the billboard. And I think Clark has some handouts he'll give to the media to show you what it's going to look like. And all this in an effort to make this a little easier, a little bit more convenient for our citizens, so they can see they won't have to go get a card one place and bring their trash to another place. So hopefully this will make it a little bit better. And we're still looking at things. We may change things even further as we move on, but this is our first step. We've looked and studied this for a long time, a lot longer than I thought. So I'll make that a motion that we go back on March the 3rd, which is the first Tuesday of March, to go back to pay and using those.
I'll say.
Okay.
And these, just so everybody knows, these were some on our group that was meeting about this, was decided pretty much before Imelda hit. And we were getting ready to implement before Imelda, and then, of course, Imelda hit, and so we wanted to not do that at that time. We wanted it to be free to the citizens while they were in need in the extra days. But at the point of now, so that we've been talking about when we needed to start back with normal hours and everything back again and the fees. So this will kind of cover what that's about.
And hopefully by using March the 3rd, it'll give people plenty of head notice of when that's going to start back again. So the whole idea is I think most of the heavy mucking out's been done, and I think we're getting back to normal. But we didn't want to do it too quick. We want to give everybody a chance to see if they have some stuff that they need to get there to go ahead and take care of that. But it'll give them a chance to react.
So that's no sticker and no
card.
We will still accept the cards that are out there, but we're not issuing any new cards.
We'll accept the cards through the end of this year.
End of this year.
If you have an existing card, it's still good. Mm-hmm. It's still good. So you wouldn't have to pay when you got there to use that card, but that card expires at the end of this year, and no new cards will be issued.
One thing it says not acceptable is appliances with Freon, but they'll take appliances if the Freon has been drained out of them. Is that correct?
It says appliances without Freon.
So you just have to drain it out and Freon.
All right, well, I have a motion right now to return to the March 3rd being the new date to open, to go back to the normal service hours for Orange County Collection Station. I have a motion by one. I have a second by four. Do I have any further discussion on that? All in favor, say one saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion passes on the dump, so that's good. We'll get that back in normal operation. Yes, sir.
Update on Vital Community Center. The walls have been textured, primed. Door frames have been hung. We do have a slight issue on the doors. They bought the wrong doors, but they're going to be replacing. They bought flat panel doors, and they're supposed to be six panel doors, but that's not a very big hold up on that part. But they're moving forward. It's, it shouldn't be much longer. That's it on that one.
I stopped by there, and it's looking good.
Yeah.
On that one?
That's it.
Anything else?
That's it.
On a melon. All right. Thank you. I'm assuming you're staying for a reason.
So I'm waiting for the next.
We'll move on to item number three, discussion and possible action regarding items related to Hurricane Harvey, including updates on Orange County buildings, properties, and roads.
We have the Clayton Park, West Park office all primed and painted. Phil's doing the trim around the windows. The doors should be in this week. We'll start doing the doors. The air conditioning has been installed this morning. Temperature is a little cold to charge it right now, but we're going to get that charged up. We have cut all the plates for all the fire pits, and we're probably going to we're grinding all the plate right now. We're going to probably start trying to put them in tomorrow, start tacking them up. So all we'll have left is the two pavilions on the posts that we have to finish up and moving forward on it.
Excellent.
We do have an inspection. I don't want to get into big details right now. I've already talked to Teresa in your office, but there's something might have came up with the office in the Mauriceville, so I will address that with the court after we find out any results.
Okay.
And that's it. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Anything else on any Harvey issues?
Frequent flyer today. Judge, I believe you got this letter, but Michelle asked me to put this on the agenda today. It's about the temporary housing units that still remain left in the county. Basically, to read what she's got, based on this continued need for temporary housing, the GLO has requested a temporary housing program extension of FEMA for the eligible households through August 25th. Of 2020 this year. We're looking at basically about 48 of those temporary units that still remain inside the county, and it says 26 of the 48 have Vider addresses, but I spoke with the city of Vider today, and that's not theirs. You can still have a Vider address and be in the unincorporated areas, but so that's what the request is. So if it pleases the court, I'd like to do an action item on this and just, discussion and possible action on granting the GLO's request to extend the housing program within the county to August 25th of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Second.
All right. Have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion?
That's the FEMA temporary housing.
FEMA temporary housing.
Yes.
What was the date?
August 25th of this year.
So I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any other further discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Right, anything else on Harvey? Right, item number four, discussion and possible action regarding receipt and signing of an audit engagement letter from Weaver and Tidwell LLP.
This is just, we got the adult probation, juvenile probation passed before the court, and we forgot the counties. So you have the counties in front of you. Mm-hmm.
I move we accept it.
We have a motion by three.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows, $228,281.18 to Jefferson County Sheriff's Department Regional Crime Laboratory from the General Fund 001-111-570-40 for Orange County share of the Regional Crime Laboratory annual budget for 2019-2020.
Is this a once-a-year thing?
Yes. They divide. They allocate it by the percentage of people in their region that how we use it. So,
population.
No,
use.
Basically use of the crime.
Okay, good.
Usage.
Good. Very good.
It is a little bit less than last year too. If you looked at last year's figures, so that's good.
Good.
It's on the
list. I'll make a motion to
second.
A motion by two and a second by four. All in favor? Oh, you had other items? I'm sorry.
We have other bills.
I know. I keep running the press bills. I'm getting excited about getting everything out of the way.
Yeah.
And also for approval on January 21st, 2020, from the general fund, $612,577.93. Road and bridge, $5,228.99. Mosquito control, $772.20. Adult probation, $5,997.90. Airport, $12,347.24. Consolidated accounts, $5,652.49. For a grand total of $642,576.75.
I'm making a motion to pay
the bills
just by the auditor.
And I'll second that.
We've
got to pay the
bills. All right. So I have a motion by one and a second by two to pay the bills. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding approving an agreement with Liberty Marketing Company and for the Orange County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. This is at no cost to the county. This was for the mapping program, but I understand there may be some current concern with some of the language.
Correct. I'm asking that it be tabled for a week.
Okay. No problem with that, guys?
No.
All right, so we'll table that item until next week.
No actual seventh
week. Okay, let me get to that.
We're going to table it, you said?
Table it, yeah, so it'll come up next week.
So we need a motion.
All right, so we need a motion to table it.
We'll make it.
We've got a motion by one.
Second.
Second by three to table. Any opposed? Motion passes to table. All right, Adam was down, and Commissioner Trahan said that we're going to pass on this one, but I still will read the item so we understand what we're passing on. Discussion and possible action regarding approving appointments to the Orange County Emergency Services District Number 3 Board of Commissioners for the year ending September 30th, 2020. And Commissioner Trahan had put that on there, and you're asking for us to just hold off on that still.
No action, and I'm not going to table it because
you wanna,
when I'll have the information, so we're just going
to
no action. I'll put it back on the agenda when I have some information.
All right. Item number eight, discussion and possible action regarding accepting and recording in the minutes of the court as per section 6.231 of the property tax code. evidence that Karen Fisher, Orange County Tax Assessor Collector, has met the mandate as per that section?
Yes, it is required that I have 20 hours, and I've made 77. So, I'm studying.
You do? Jim? All right, so we want to accept that in the midst of court. Need an action?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by four, a second by two. Any further discussion? Explanation? All in favor?
That's a lot.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Right, number nine, discussion and possible action regarding a bid submitted on the following trust properties. Number one, account number 00998500330. Case number A150145T, property location 4425 Holland, Orange, Texas. And number two, account number 01390500820, case number A070001T, 2001 Houston, Orange, Texas. And number three, 01390500110, case number A070001T, 2104 Crockett Street, Orange, Texas.
Okay. On number one, on the one for Holland, we received a bid for $6,000. Number two, for the one on Houston, we received a bid for $5,000. And number three, for Crockett, $2,500. And my recommendation for those is to get them back on this on the list.
Picture of it.
I think it's just land. It's just next to his.
You see no
the house, the structure, is a problem.
No, I don't think so. Let's look.
Yeah, it's in here.
Land with improvement. It does include it. It does include a structure.
Right around 900 square feet. Do we know the condition of that structure? I guess it's...
No, I don't.
You talking about the one on Crockett?
Actually, Holland.
Holland?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it looks like it's been neglected for quite some time. Of course, the 100 inches of rain a year won't take long.
Yeah.
Let me see a picture. Oh, there it is. Not really. Excellent.
Make a motion we accept the bid.
I second that.
Johnny's in the.
My discussion.
Well, your discussion's okay. Motion by four, second by two. Any further discussion on the property?
Okay. All right. Martin, you got any more?
No.
If you have a concern,
I just need to buy a house for $6,000.
It's
a pretty good deal.
I
don't
know what the shape of the house is.
I agree, but from
you should,
my standpoint,
have bid on
is, we're not collecting any taxes, and you get them back on the tax roll.
That's correct.
You had the opportunity to bid on it.
I'm going to make it.
Whoa.
For you. Okay, keep it up.
I think I owe you that.
That's what I'm gonna say. That's what I'm gonna say about that. Keep it up.
Yeah, I owe you that one.
Somebody will find themselves on the committee.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So by before, so I have a motion by four, a second by two. Any further discussion? I hope not.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 10, discussion of possible action regarding approving the CMOC agreement with SETRAC for medical support resources and services during disaster events and approving the county judge or judge pro tem to sign. Joel?
Judge, commissioners, this, and that's my misspelling. I sent it from my cell phone, so I didn't have it in front of me, the agreement. I trust all of you have a copy of that with you. Myself, Judge Gauthier, and representatives from Hardin and Jefferson County met with this group, CITRAC group, the other day. And this basically is an agreement that they sent to the region, and they have a huge store of medical resources and services that are available at no charge to Texas statewide jurisdictions. And this agreement is to be part of that with them so that we can benefit from their services as well in during disasters, whether they're man-made or natural. The mobile unit, it can, and that's one of the services that they offer, when especially during a hurricane situation when you have to put that in. We have to order that through logistics, and it has to be tracked and all that. Well, with this service agreement, we can say, look, we need one of these hospitals, and then they'll take care of it. They'll get the personnel, they'll get the equipment, they'll get it delivered and run it, and then it's one less thing we have to deal with during.
So you won't have to push start crest up.
Exactly. Well, you do,
but they handle it.
Yes, you can just call them directly, and they'll push the store up, or you can go through the store and ask it and go the other direction. But they handle the logistics of it, and it takes that pressure.
It will.
Yes, it definitely would.
It moves us to a priority level.
Right.
Through them.
I know we have.
It stands for Catastrophic Medical Operations Center.
Catastrophic Medical.
Yeah.
Emergency Medical Operations Center.
I have a motion by three.
Second. Point of order. Would you repeat all of the acronyms, including the SETRAC, in the motion?
Okay. It's your motion. I'm going to let you.
The SETR, the. I'm going to have to call on Joel for that one. The CMOC,
yeah, and I don't know what it all stands for. Southeast Texas. Yeah, that.
How can we vote on a motion and we don't know what it is?
We just
explained
that.
It's basically part of the Regional Emergency and Hospital Preparedness Council.
That's it. It's just a long lot of words.
And the CMOC is the.
I understood that one.
Okay.
Right, so you have that.
It's
the
local
in
group.
Front of you, Joel. Just so we're clear.
I'll tell you in a second, Joel.
Just to read the discussion and possible action, approving, and if you'll just say the word so that we know, so it's on record what it stands for.
Catastrophic Medical Operations Center
agreement,
which is part and through the Regional Emergency and Hospital Preparedness Council.
That's the motion.
All right.
Made by three.
Second.
Seconded by, I've got all kind of people. I'm going to say, just pick one, and I'll say one. And then for that motion. So any further discussion on that? No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. All their acronyms get tough after a while.
Yeah.
They get longer, and it seems like they get longer and longer.
The C-Track, I don't remember what that is. I can probably figure it out. Mm-hmm. I used to know
Texas Regional Administration. Item number 11, discussion of possible action regarding approving a minor plat of the Cusack Condition. The minor plat is located in Precinct 1 within the City of Orange, extraterritorial jurisdiction. Both the Orange County Drainage District and the City of Orange have reviewed and approved the minor plat. The property owner has provided a tax certification and fees for reproduction and reporting of the plat.
Yes, this is a minor plat. It's just a sort of a procedural thing to get the commissioner's signatures on it. It is within the city's ETJ, Orange, And y'all may know this area probably better as Simon Estates. It's just a lot that was being changed in shape slightly from where it was originally platted out. What they're doing, the original subdivision plat, it was set up to where the people that bought along Huey Street were also buying the drainage ditch that was behind them. And that one lot had remained unsold for a period of time. And so now the, I guess, the property owner and the person wanting to buy it just slightly shortened the lot so that it doesn't include that easement like it used to.
So the little dotted line is what it is?
Well, it's that whole almost 1 acre, but it's being narrowed down just a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah, and the original property owner who has the other 70-something acres in the middle is going to retain that little bit that is the drainage easement.
So the drainage district...
Excuse me?
So the drainage district...
This is a drainage district ditch, and they have, you know, reviewed this. Our normal procedure would be for the city to look at it first, the drainage... Well, city and drainage district, if it's within the city's ETJ, to look at them... Make sure they're good with it before, once they sign off on it, then they bring it to court for the final signatures before it gets recorded at the courthouse. And that's all we're doing here is the city has signed off on it and the drainage district has signed off on it.
This is just a question. Did this lot flood during the meltdown?
I don't have any personal information about that, but I would think that it probably was likely to have. Right. They don't want to own the ditch. They want the person that owns the other 76 acres back there to own it.
Okay. All right. It is an action item.
So
I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right, if y'all
fancy
sign.
Pen now.
George.
Oh, good.
George, to answer your question, it's the Southeast Texas Regional Advisory Council.
I got it.
I think he put it in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he put it in. I think she said it. Two. Okay. She's requesting all of our signatures.
Verify.
It's funny to mess with it.
I see a committee in your fortune. No. Future.
And you're on.
I've already been on that. Nobody else.
I'm just glad Johnny's taking the heat off me.
There you go.
Yeah.
What you say is I don't have to worry about the cold.
No. I'm very happy with your performance out there, John. And you're not wearing purple today.
That's a minor miracle.
I'm thinking you'd be wearing green.
That's all right. Dave Rogers filled in the purple for us today.
Everybody likes a
winner. For some period of time.
It looks red in your eyes.
My closet.
Yeah.
Need to get some better lighting.
Yeah, so, no, we get some different lighting.
Mercury vapor lighting just changes color and everything.
You'll be careful. Ay, ay, ay.
All right, good. All right, item number 12, discussion of possible action regarding approval for the Parks Department to buy back one of the flooded lawnmowers that TAC has already issued full payment on. TAC has advised that the mower's buyback cost will be at its $500 salvage value. So I'm going to make what we know action this, because there's now some questions about what that actual salvage value is, and until we know that for sure, so it'll be a no action item, and Missy's out. So.
Okay.
No, just no action.
No action.
Yeah, it's an NA.
I got that.
All right, I'm moving on. Don't be that incorrect. Just two letters. You'll have to write it all out.
You're on the
low. All right, item number 3. He's sharp today on that deal. So item number 13.
That was for George's.
Discussion and possible action regarding exit inventory for Regina Cameron, Records Department Director retirement. So.
Y'all have a copy of it, and everything was accounted for.
Excellent.
Do we have to make a motion?
Second.
I have a motion by one and a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I think she's already left again, but left for the day. But again, we want to thank her for her service. So. Item number 14, discussion and possible action regarding the deletion of the following items from asset number 18910, a 2015 Dodge Charger from the Sheriff's Office to delete. Ms. Cassidy?
Yes, TAC, this was an insurance claim, and TAC actually paid, what was it, $14,050 for the, and they picked it up.
Okay.
So we got, the county got the $14,000.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items. Asset number 17423 HP printer from elections to surplus. Asset B, 16641 CCTV teleconference from court administrator to surplus. Ms. Cassidy again.
Yeah, these were just transfers going to surplus.
All right.
So moved.
Motion by four.
Second.
Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Somebody just looking for a printer last week?
Yeah, somebody looking for a printer. She gave that to Troy, to Judge Troy.
I'm thinking out
loud. Item number 16, discussion. Impossible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on a Nifty Lift TM64 for the Orange County Maintenance Department. I don't know who that possibly could be for.
I'm not sure about this one, Judge. I'm not sure.
Is a Nifty Lift?
I think we already found a use for it.
You already have a use for it.
I don't know. Could somebody tell me?
Man, it's the man lift. It's the man lift we're buying for the maintenance department.
It's kind of mounted on a trailer. You can tow it around where you need it. So you need to get the repair line or...
Oh, okay.
Or power wash a building, potentially?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Motion.
Action item. Motion by three.
And it was a budgeted second. Item also.
And it was a budgeted item, seconded by four. All right. Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Kirk, you want to try to talk us out of it or anything like that?
No, I'm good.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
I was going to ask what TM stood for, but I ain't going to beat a dead horse.
I'm sorry. I should have done it. So it's going to be the rest of the day for us, like this. The rest of the day.
Kurt's on the road with that.
OC, that's for Orange County.
Yeah. Item 17, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on the following for the Orange County Maintenance Department. One each Ford F-150 4x4 or equivalent. One each Ford F-250 4x4 or equivalent. One each Ford Escape or equivalent. Ms. Cassidy, these are all budgeted items, by the way.
For the maintenance department.
For the maintenance department.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we must
have
been generous that day.
Motion.
Have a motion by three.
Second.
Second by four. Kill me, guys. All right.
We're not going to buy
any
trucks.
They're going to mess with you, Kirk, the whole time. Any further
Ford.
Discussion?
Why Fords?
Or equivalent.
The F-150 stand for? I guess that's Ford.
And those will be put out to bid for local bid.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I have a motion by three, second by four. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? George, I was waiting. I'm going to tell you that the F-150 is for Ford. I just knew it was coming from him at any minute.
Mark, I'm so glad you did that. He took a line and got me.
All right, item number 18, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on one each Ford F-150 4x4 equivalent for the Orange County Parks Department.
I know what that one's about.
You got it. You're good.
So moved.
All right, I have a motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And just so for the record, but the reason a lot of these items are that are coming on now, that were these purchases we're making, they were approved in the budget last year, but we always ask that they wait till the new year, January starts, so before we start purchasing those items, so that the funding is for sure they are available to purchase these items. All right, so we'll have a few more of those coming. Item number 19, discussion and possible action regarding a request from Chevron Phillips Chemical Company, LP, to extend the previously granted permission to survey across Orange County Airport property for an additional 3 to 6 months. The purpose of the survey is for CP Chem to develop a proposed pipeline route. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to execute an extended or new permission to survey in favor of CP Chem.
The permission to survey that they were previously granted has expired. They still have a little work that they need to do out there, so they're just requesting an extension. They requested 3 months. My suggestion is to do it for 6 months. There's no harm in allowing them more time, and that just prevents us from having to come back if it takes them a little more time.
Good.
So moved. Second.
Well, I have a motion by four and a second.
Six.
By three. All right. Is there anything that I'm going to need to sign, Denise? You have it? Because I don't have it. It says just for
if I fail to email it to you, that's my fault, and I'll email it as soon as I get
okay.
back.
Yeah, because I don't have anything in here. So.
I apologize.
George, no problem. Chance here on 19.
Let me double check.
Then we use the acronym, so that's probably a better way to approach it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make sure I get it to you.
No problem. All right, so I have motion before, second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Right, item number 20, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 to deliberate the appointment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee, or to hear a complaint or charge against one or more officers or employees. Ms. Denise?
I would ask that the court be closed save except for myself and Miss Ardwin at this time.
Okay.
With recording.
I'm sorry.
All right, back in at 2:52. All right.
I recommend no action at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion adjourn.
I have a motion by one, second by three to adjourn Commissioner's Court item number 22. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Motion passes. All right.